Next is 26, Chafav. Again, we're back to Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, and as is often the case, he bases his kina on a medrash. And the medrash tells us that when Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who personally experienced the Chorban Yerushalayim and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, as the destruction was imminent and as the Babylonians were moving in, he went to Hebron, he went to the kever of the Avos, of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He demanded that they save Am Yisrael, that they pray to Hashem, that they invoke the Zechus of the Avos to save Am Yisrael. And the Medrash tells us very beautifully, very graphically, it's one of the most beautiful Midrashim in Eicha, that Avraham Avinu goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you must save Am Yisrael in the merit of the Akedah. I was willing, as it were, to give up my only child, because Yitzchak is considered to be the Iker child of Avraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not good enough. And Yitzchak also has the zechus of the Akedah. I'm willing to sacrifice my life. And Yaakov Avinu talks about the Shiftei Kah, the holy tribes that he raised, and that he suffered, and he worked so hard in Lavan's house to bring his family back to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as well, talks about what he did for Am Yisrael. And the Medrash goes through Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu. And none of these zechuyos are enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not enough. But the Medrash then ends with the story of Rachel Imenu. That Rachel Imenu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says that for 7 years my husband worked to be able to marry me. We waited and we pined and we yearned. And then Lavan switched. And Lavan, the Medrash tells us that Rachel and Yaakov, or at least Rachel, suspected that her father would try to make a switch in the darkness. So she and Yaakov developed special hand signals or special simanim in which Yaakov would know that this is Rachel or not Rachel. But in the last moment, Rachel gave those simanim to Leah, so that Leah should not be humiliated or rejected on the night of her wedding. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in the merit of Rachel, I will bring a redemption to the Jewish people. And this is what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and the Pasuk is prominent, of course, at Kever Rachel. Kail barama nishma, there is a voice from heaven, b'chi umari tamrurim, a bitter cry, Rachel mavachal banah, Rachel is crying for her children, and Hashem says, meni kolech mi bechi, stop crying, yesh sachar lepulaseich, there will be a reward for your efforts, v'shavu banim ligvulam, your children shall come back. And this is what we say, that although collectively Am Yisrael needs the zchus of all of the Avos, of course, every single day, three times a day, Zocher Chastei Avos, Hashem remembers the loving kindness that He showed to the Avos and the bris of the Avos. But there's a special kayach in Rachel Imenu to bring a Yeshua for Am Yisrael. This is based on the Medrash that Rav Elazar HaKalir is addressing here. And the question becomes, what is so great about Rachel's accomplishment? Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice his only son. Yitzchak was willing to die. Yaakov struggled in a place of Avodah Zarah for so many years to serve Hashem with faithfulness and raise a family of the Shiftei Kah. Rachel gave her simanim to Leah. What exactly is, it's a great thing, but why does that outweigh Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and even Moshe Rabbeinu? And you see from here a very, very important lesson, that Rachel represents the epitome of caring about another person, of willing to give up something that is so precious to you, not to cause another person shame or embarrassment. It is the level of what is called avas chinam, an unjustified, undeserved love. But it was the love that she had that ultimately brings a redemption for Klal Yisrael. And this is because it's a mida keneged mida. Because if we ask Hashem, save us, redeem us, because we have merits, Hashem's response might be, well, maybe you have merits, but you have plenty of demerits. And once we start making cheshbonos, do you have good things on your side? Yeah, we do. But we also have bad things on our side. But Rachel is not coming and saying, I did a good thing. Rachel is saying, I helped someone that was not deserving of it. Leah should not have been there. This was a deception. And yet, I was mevater. I gave up that which was precious to me. To show love and concern even to someone who did not deserve it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe we don't deserve it, but act the same way. And that is Rachel. Rachel's zechus is not simply she did a good thing, but rather she had an avas chinam. And therefore we come to Hashem and say, give us an avas chinam, even if we don't deserve it. But be it as it may, this piyut describes very movingly Yirmiyahu beseeching the avos to turn to Hashem and pray for Am Yisrael. Az b'halach Yirmiyahu al-kivrei avos.